So can we proceed to our item number 8, which is the development of community green stations in Kwai Teng, Chun Wan, Kowloon City, and Yeo Chim Mong District. And this is our paper number TFK/09/2015. So I would like to welcome the following representative from the Environmental Protection Department, EPD, to the meeting. From EPD, Mr. Samson Lai, Mr. Eddie Leung, as well as Ms. Sonia Wong. So does any member have a declaration of interest? If not, we'll proceed without delay. So as a background members, you may like to note that the government proposes to develop community green stations, CGS, in districts to enable the public to participate in creating a green community and to provide accessible and visible support for green living at the community level. This is really good to hear about. So EPD now would like to seek members' comments on the proposed locations and the conceptual designs for the 4G CGS within the harbourfront areas on the Kowloon side. So now may I invite Mr. Samson Lai to present this paper with the aid of a PowerPoint within 10 minutes, please. Mr. Lai, thank you.
Okay, 多謝主席。你剛才都簡介咗咧，我哋今次係將四個呢個社區環保站嘅項目咧，係攞嚟呢一個嘅委員會咧係討論嘅。咁呢一個社區環保站咧係2014年嘅時候一個施政報告嘅一個嘅措施。咁、那個緣起咧就係、是、香港面對緊好嚴重嘅廢物管理問題咧，我哋係需要喺地區裏面咧，係加強一啲咁嘅教育嘅服務，同埋呢個回收支援咧，係能夠咧係幫我哋咧係做得更加好嘅。咁喺政策上面嚟講咧，喺2013年嘅時候咧，我哋已經係出咗一個政策嘅文件咧，希望咧係喺2022年嘅時候咧，我哋整體嘅都市管理廢物嘅人均嘅產量咧，可以係減少40%。咁相對嚟講咧，而家我哋嘅數字嚟講咧，每一日咧喺堆填區咧，呢、這個都市固體廢物咧係棄置量咧係有9500公噸嘅。咁呢個數量咧都係相當多啊，亦都係成為一個沉重嘅壓力。咁但係當我哋分析翻咧呢個堆填區裡面嘅成分嘅時候咧，我哋都睇到喺裡面咧其實都有好多咧都係一啲如果能夠咧係妥善嘅分類同回收嘅話咧，都係啲資源嚟嘅。咁所以喺呢一方面咧係可以咧係做得更加好。咁而我哋參考其他地方嘅經驗咧，要將廢物量去減少咧。收費啊！呢、這個廢物收費咧，會係一個轉捩點。咁睇呢個圖片可以睇到咧，紅色線係香港嘅表現，咁綠色同埋藍色咧，分別係台北同埋南韓嘅表現。咁我睇到台北同南韓佢哋廢物量去急速咁樣下降咧，個轉捩點咧都係咧係實施個收費嘅。咁喺2012年咧，我哋已經開始就住呢個收費咧做公眾諮詢，亦都係獲得整體嘅公眾嘅支持。咁而喺2013-14年咧，我亦都係委託可持續發展委員會咧，係進行第二階段嘅社會參與過程，希望咧就住呢個咁複雜嘅問題，點樣喺香港700万人，亦都係唔同嘅工商業裏面咧，係實施收費咧，係有一個研究。咁而喺2014年12月嘅時候咧，委員會已經咧係提交咗呢個報告。咁整體上面嚟講咧，委員會去睇四方面嘅問題，係環繞住究竟係邊啲人係要付費啦，點樣收費，收幾多，咁同埋咧係點樣可以幫助市民咧係慳錢，咁四方面咧都係有呢個涉獵嘅。咁其中嚟講咧，點樣去加強回收支援咧，都係一個即係委員會涉獵嘅重點。因為咧整個嘅廢物收費嘅目的咧，都係希望咧係幫助市民減少廢物。咁所以咧喺個公眾諮詢兩個階段嚟講咧，都係市民上面咧都有呢一方面嘅訴求，希望咧我哋喺個回收支援裡面可以加強嘅。咁喺其他政策嘅措施嘅配合咧，我哋4月1日開始咧係推行膠袋收費嘅第二階段咧，這個其實都已經係投炮，希望咧係加強唔同嘅生產者站嘅措施咧，嚟到係幫助咧係香港市民係減廢。 咁嚟緊喺回收支援上面咧，我哋都係有兩個法案咧，已經啱啱喺上一個立法年度咧提交俾立法會，係針對呢、這個電器嘅回收同埋玻璃嘅回收呢兩個項目咧，都係如火如荼咁樣進行當中。咁而今次提上嚟呢一個綠彩區區或者我哋之前叫嘅社區環保站嘅項目咧，亦都係其中一個重點嘅支援嘅措施。咁我哋希望透過呢一個項目咧，我哋喺18區都設點咧，係亦都係委聘一啲合適嘅非牟利團體幫我哋營辦，喺地區裏面咧係長期係做一啲合適社區嘅環保教育，亦都希望咧係加強嗰個回收支援咧，令到呢一個整體嗰個社區嘅起動咧能夠做得更加好嘅。咁我哋考慮到點解要做呢一樣嘢咧，就係話好多時候回收嘅項目咧，都係有要成功推行咧，要構建一個循環經濟。咁包括咧喺源頭嗰度咧，係要有有效嘅分類。咁分類咗之後，亦都要有收集嘅服務啊，亦都有處理嘅技術。咁最後咧處理完之後，嗰啲嘅物料咧，亦都要有重用嘅出路嘅。咁往往嘅時候咧，喺社區裏面咧，市民咧都係對於呢四方面咧，可能唔係咁認識。咁特別係源頭分類同埋收集上面咧，或者市民未必知道有啲乜嘢可以回收，乜嘢係唔可以回收。回收的時候有什麼正常的正確的步驟啊，這樣或者拿了出來的時候呢，又沒有人去收集，收集服務也很貴等等。所以呢，這個綠彩區區這個社區環保站的項目呢，在頭兩個環節包括是源頭分類的一個推動和有效收集呢，都是有幫助的。頭兩個項目呢，其實已經呢在沙田和東區落實。我們看到呢我們沙田區的選址呢，是原本是一個臨時的停車場，咁完咗工之後咧，我哋就能夠咧將佢美化成為一個好好嘅公共空間，係以環保為主題嘅。咁東區項目咧，亦都係喺海濱管理呢一方面咧，係有即係喺嗰個嘅區域裏面，我哋都去過港島區嗰方面嘅工作小組去諮詢嘅。咁係位於筲箕灣一段嘅東區走廊底下，原本亦都係一個停車場。咁我哋而家起好之後咧，能夠將整個嘅地方咧能夠改善啊，能夠咧亦都係一個美化咗嘅公共空間咁樣。咁而喺一個環保站裏面咧，我哋都會提供到一啲多用途室啦，譬如呢一度咁喺個沙田可以睇到嘅地方，環境係相當之優美，可以咧係辦一啲有關環保教育嘅活動。咁譬如喺呢度亦都有一個例子，可以聚集喺區裏面嘅市民或者物業管理或者係學生啊老師咁樣去討論一啲環保嘅問題，或者搞啲講座或者相關嘅工作坊啊等等，係將個環保信息咧係能夠喺社區裏面咧廣傳嘅。咁而點解要起得咁樣咧？就我哋希望咧都能夠咧係將呢個回收嗰個嘅公眾嗰個形象咧能夠改善。以往嚟講咧，好多市民都唔係好積極參與咧，即係覺得咧回收係一個垃圾嘅處理啊，都係要喺個社區裏面咧係即係避開啊，唔可以喺社區嘅中間。咁我哋喺呢個環保站嘅設計裏面咧，都係加入好多綠色嘅元素同埋一個美化嘅元素咧，希望市民都能夠對呢啲嘅環保回收咧能夠認同。同咧係成為生活嘅一部分咧，能夠係身體力行。咁呢個初步嚟講咧，都係有一個成功啊，起得係俾市民有一個都係一個覺得係美觀嘅話咧，都係能夠認受性係高一啲。咁我哋營辦團體亦都主動出擊咧，係會去到區裏面嘅屋苑啊，或者學校啊，能夠搞啲講座或者係啲教育嘅活動回收活動。咁呢個亦都能夠增潤到咧呢個項目嗰個嘅功能。咁亦都留意到咧，喺社區裏面好多時候有多志願人士啊，或者有啲義工等等咧，好多時都會組織一啲嘅回收嘅項目。咁呢啲嘅環保站嘅嘅營辦團體咧，亦都會咧係盡量可能咧係能夠提供到支援，令到呢啲項目咧能夠辦得更加順利。咁我哋咧亦都有資源咧，俾呢個團體咧係僱用一啲嘅回收車去上門去收集。咁呢個市民咧唔需要咧自己攞啲物料嚟嘅。咁可以睇到咧，我哋收玻璃，甚至收到一啲大型嘅家電啊，譬如呢度按摩椅咧，亦都可以咧提供到好多便民嘅服務。咁令到咧市民可以更加方便去回收。 咁我哋喺沙田嘅項目第一個喺5月開張啦，九月尾嘅時候咧，我哋東區嘅項目咧亦都會正式係開張。咁初步去睇咧，整體媒體咧都係對我哋呢個項目咧一路落實嗰個嘅反應咧都係相對正面嘅。咁而我哋睇到咧就係回收亦都係有一啲嘅成效啦。咁而頭兩個項目咧都係喺建築上面或者建築師學會同埋綠色建築嗰方面咧都係獲得個獎項嘅。咁所以睇到咧都喺我哋個設計方面咧都能夠咧達到美化嘅效果。咁而喺另外嘅十幾區裏面咧，我哋都餘下嘅區份咧，我哋都會參考頭兩個項目嗰個嘅經驗咧，希望能夠都係做到同類嘅效果嘅。咁而今次咧，我哋攞上嚟嘅四個項目咧，就係喺葵青、荃灣、油尖旺同埋係九龍城。咁其實到而家為止咧，18區咧，我哋有13區咧已經係完成咗嗰個選址同埋嗰個地區嗰個嘅諮詢。咁有3區咧係有選址，咁但係喺個區議會上面嚟講咧，都希望我哋咧係檢討個項目，睇睇咧其他項目嘅成效，咁先至再行去討論。咁兩個項目咧係未有揾到選址，分別喺中西區同埋北區。咁而喺九龍、荃灣同埋葵青呢個專責小組嘅所考慮嘅範圍裏面咧，就有呢4區咧係會喺個海濱嘅範圍裏面。咁深水埗嗰個項目咧，我哋都揾到選址，但係咧就唔喺個海濱嘅範圍裏面。咁喺呢4個區裏面咧，油尖旺同埋九龍城區咧，都係諮詢過之後咧，區議會俾個意見咧，都係希望都留意一下其他嘅項目嘅發展嘅情況，咁先至咧係再檢討呢個項目。咁所以咧，我哋會稍後嘅時間咧係會再去呢個區議會嘅。咁啊，葵青同埋荃灣呢兩個項目咧，都係完成咗個區議會嘅討論，係有一啲嘅關注，特別都係話會唔會話有一個滋擾啊，或者其他嘅交通啊，咁我哋都係提供咗資料咧，都係獲得整體嘅支持。咁如果係獲得今次專責小組嗰個嘅支持嘅話咧，我哋就會係落實個項目咧，係會進行進一步規劃。咁希望喺2017年中左右咧，呢兩個項目咧都可以相繼落成。咁相對嚟講咧，油尖旺同埋九龍城嘅項目咧，我都要睇翻咧區議會個反應，咁再檢討翻個推行嘅進程嘅。主席，我介紹喺呢度。
多謝你。委員有冇意見？係，阿 Paul。
From a harbour planning principles and guidelines point of view, I have no comment on any of these projects. I'll leave it with the district councils to deal with the community that lives nearby.From a waste management point of view, I still find these operations dubious in terms of what the potential success are. And I think the education aspect versus the waste separation aspect, I don't see how this is going to function. I think that the old ladies should get space to work in their neighborhoods. But anyway, it's not today for us to discuss waste management strategies. So I have no further comments.
Thank you. 好，仲有冇委員想提問？如果冇咧，其實咧，我有兩點想 clarify 一下，即係你哋而家咁講嘅時候咧，就似乎呢一啲CGS 咧做好咗之後，就唔會由 EPD 去 manage， 就會由一啲環保嘅團體去 manage 嘅。咁我想問一問咧，其實你哋係點樣去監管呢啲環保團體，即係 make sure 佢哋係做得好嘅咧？咁第二樣嘢就係因為似乎呢4點咧，原則上我哋 Harbourfront Commission 一定係贊成呢一樣嘢。咁但係既然已經有嗰啲選址嘅話咧，咁其實會唔會因為好多時咧個設計就睇佢 exactly 佢個選址啊，或者你嘅高度或者個設計啊係點樣？咁其實嗰啲內容其實係咪已經有嘅咧？因為喺你個 PowerPoint 嘅 presentation 裡面就係冇設計呢樣嘢嘅。唔該你。
主席，呢一啲嘅營辦團體咧，都係環保署嘅承辦商嚇，我哋會係透過合約咧係監管佢哋嘅運作嘅。咁沙田區個項目經公開招標咧，係由基督教家庭服務中心咧係中標，咁而東區咧係由保良局去中標嘅。咁而其他嘅項目咧，我哋都係會即係用類似嘅方法咧，係將佢咧係判出去，亦都會參考頭兩個項目嗰個經驗咧，係加強嗰個監管。咁而兩咁多個項目咧，我哋都好 強調咧，希望個社區參與係一個重嘅成分。咁所以咧，我哋都亦都係揾呢啲嘅NGO 咧，亦都睇到佢哋咧喺做呢個社會服務嘅時候咧，對於話喺社區裡面嘅推動啊，或者係嗰個認受性啊等等咧，都有一個經驗。咁我哋都希望咧，佢哋都能夠多啲係同個社區咧能夠係聯繫，了解到社區嗰個環保教育個需要咧，嚟到配套出去，亦都係個環保表現啊等等嚇。
咁好意思，要 interrupt 少少咧，就係嗰啲合約咧，一般嚟講係幾多年？
三年。
OK，
三年嚇。咁呢幾亦都補充一下啦。呢一個項目咧，我哋做嘅時候咧，係用一個臨時嘅建築嘅方式咧嚟到做。咁所以咧，我哋呢個用地咧，我哋都係會用一個短期嘅批地嘅方式咧，係五年嘅時候咧再行檢討嘅情況。咁所以三年嘅營運合約咧，都喺裡面咧係可以配合得到。咁我哋都會睇下究竟個成效係點樣樣咧，再睇下長遠會係點樣去處理嘅。咁至於設計嘅方面咧，其實我哋喺頭兩個項目咧，都係由建築署咧係內部調配資源咧幫我哋去設計嘅。咁主要咧都係希望咧喺個綠色建築啦，或者係個臨時建築嘅風格，特別係用一啲嘅貨櫃嘅模組嘅方式咧，係到試驗係可唔可以咧係做到嗰個係效果。咁呢個咧第一個嘅經驗咧，其實就喺起動九龍東辦事處咧係做過，咁我哋都發覺咧好合適。咁當然喺呢兩個沙田同埋東區嘅項目咧，建築師亦都有特別嘅心思咧，係從一個環保項目咁去睇，亦都考慮到嗰個地點嗰個特性咧，係有兩個嘅唔同嘅設計係做咗出嚟。咁兩個咧喺建築行業裏面都係獲到獎嚇。咁呢個我哋都係覺得咧係達到個目標。咁至於其他其餘十六區咧，我哋就會參考呢兩區嗰個經驗，特別佢哋建築嘅手法等等咧，嚟到係做呢個設計嘅。咁由於啲項目咧都係臨時嘅項目，同埋咧希望咧係配合到我哋廢物收費喺大概係2017、2018或者2019年呢一幾年之間係要落實嘅關係咧，咁所以我哋咁多個項目咧，都係要用一個即係盡量去盡快係實施。咁所以而家嚟講咧，我哋都係成熟一個係會做一個。咁而家嚟講咧，喺觀塘同埋係元朗嘅項目咧，就係已經完成咗設計，亦都係建造當中。咁而其他嘅項目咧，就會參考住嗰個嘅用地，究竟係咪已經可以騰出嚟？啊，同埋咧，係即係我哋嘅承辦商建築署佢哋嗰個承辦商嗰個工作量等等咧，嚟到逐個逐個係去做出嚟嘅。咁所以而家嚟講咧，我哋就會攞住沙田同埋東區個項目咧嚟做一個示範。咁當更加多嘅項目嚟到攞出嚟做示範嘅時候咧，就可以咧有一個更加好嘅了解。咁而亦都有啲地區咧，對於個設計上面咧都好關注，會唔會話係一個垃圾站啊，或者點樣樣？咁我哋咧係邀請他們參觀沙田和東區的項目，特別是沙田的項目，其實反應都是相當積極的。
好，多謝你。那Franklin？
或者 我留意到你們那個 paper 那裡寫了你們會知道那個 Harbour Planning Principle， 現在你們選址那裡，如果是即我相信是近海濱的才需要諮詢我們，相信你們都會在做嗰個建築物嗰陣時候會跟翻 Harbour Planning Principle 同埋 Guidelines 㗎啦。咁我反而咧覺得咧仲有個機會，就係因為你哋相信你哋做呢啲都相信想多啲人去㗎啦，係咪？咁想多啲人去嘅時候咧，即其實你本身會變成一個 urban 嘅 activity 嘅 note 啦。咁嘅時候咧就變咗考慮嘅時候咧，考慮埋即係啲人係用綠色的方法可以去到你哋嗰笪地方啦，譬如行啦、踩單車啦，又或者搭公共嘅交通工具，咁即係考慮埋呢一點，咁就會更加切合你哋嗰、那個你哋想推動嗰樣嘢啦。咁另外咧，我想問一問咧，即係你哋搞嗰啲話有啲教育活動啦，係會除咗搞呢啲活動之外有教育成分咧，會唔會平時都有一啲嘢係擺喺嗰度吸引人去睇或者咩即係？除了他帶那些他會 recycle 的物件去你們那裡擺低之外，還會不會有另外一件事會 draw 他平時都會去，就是令到他可能個使用上根本好像一個公園那樣，想問一問這件事，謝謝。
主席，第一方面在交通嗰方面咧，我哋选址嘅时候，其中一个重点咧就系话佢系一个应该系一个便利可达嘅地方啊。咁我哋十八区揾地方都唔容易啊，唔好难去揾到一个即系地铁站隔篱嘅一个地方嘅。咁有啲区咧都系会相对嚟讲咧都系偏远一啲，咁但系全部咧都系可以用公共交通系去。到達嘅，咁我哋嘅設計咧，亦都係唔會設有訪客嘅車位，咁變咗咧，我哋都係鼓勵訪客咧，佢哋都係用公共交通嘅係去得到。咁至於站裡面嗰個嘅活動係點樣咧？咁其實每一個站個設計嘅原則咧，佢哋有一半嘅地方，大概一半嘅地方咧係要作為一個公眾教育嘅即多用途嘅設施嘅。咁另外一半咧就是、一啲回收嘅物流嘅支援，特別係貨倉，咁能夠俾到到訪嘅市民咧，佢真係睇得見咧有一個回收嘅運作係進行當中，令到嗰個公眾嘅信心係提升嘅。咁至於個環保教育個部分咧，因為係多用途室，亦都有啲譬如草地嘅地方啦，咁所以我哋都好依賴個營辦團體咧，係去了解到社區裡面嗰個需要係點樣，然後配套嘅。咁係譬如喺沙田同埋東區而家開咗幕之後咧，我都留意到咧，有幾方面咧係需要去即係開發。咁譬如喺個展覽嗰方面咧，係多啲嘅環保嘅資訊，特別咧係對於一啲即係喺本地可以循環再造嘅工序或者係嗰啲製成品咧，喺個社區裡面咧都係好想係知道嘅。咁呢個我哋會係增設呢一啲嘅展覽品。咁另外有好多嘅工作坊俾市民咧係有一啲親子嘅機會啊，或者唔同年齡層嘅係有啲社交嘅機會咧，係從而當中咧亦都係可以獲得個環保嘅信息，而唔係淨係坐喺度聽講座啊。咁呢類咧，咁我哋都係了解到有個需求，咁我哋亦都係會加強嘅。咁我哋都睇到咧，好多社區裏面咧有啲即係凝聚翻社區嗰啲嘅元素啊，譬如話有啲學生可能會喺呢個地方做啲環保嘅項目，或者有啲婦女可以可能喺一啲嘅中數裏面可能聚集喺度，有啲環保嘅義務工作等等咧，都係有市民咧都係歡迎嘅。咁我整體嚟講咧，我哋都希望攞多啲呢啲咁樣嘅資訊咧，嚟到組織到個社區可以能夠善用呢個地方。咁我哋事實上咧，希望呢個地方咧能夠成為一個市民好歡迎去到嘅公共空間，能夠咧無論係公園或者資源中心、教育中心等等咧，都能夠唔同嘅市民佢哋所希望使用咧，我哋都能夠配套得到嗰個教育服務啊。
PY
啊，主席。我咧就去參觀過沙田嗰個設施，咁嗰、那個都幾好嘅。不過嗰個唔係喺海濱嘅範圍咧，咁所以如果你話支唔支持而家今日講嗰個題目咧，原則上就我係支持啊。咁不過咧就覺得有啲可惜或者話好奇怪，因為嗱，成日睇字面咧，佢嗰個用途裏邊包括叫做 reprocessing 啊，咁又有啲車胎啊嗰啲，咁睇個字面咧好得人驚噶嘛，咁所以咧唔知點解就揾地嘅時候，啲人咧就揾咗佢隔離就係一個陶場，對面就係墳場、骨灰庵，咁佢真係好厭惡性嗰啲用途嚟嘅。但係呢種咁嘅循環再用呢啲咁嘅回收站咧。其實咧，據我睇嗰個例子就唔係嘅，佢所謂重整過嗰啲嘢咧，佢將嗰啲電腦咧揾啲人咧識嗰啲咧，就睇下點樣邊啲用得翻啦，拆過再包翻，好乾淨嘅嗰啲。咁我唔知佢呢個係真係屬於咁樣比較乾淨嗰種運作啊，定係真係話車胎你 reprocessing 我哋拆開又燒又成咁啊，梗係死啊，係嘛？梗係厭惡性堆埋一堆。但係如果係咁樣擺埋喺嗰啲地方咧，其實係唔理想嘅。即係我諗嗰個社區係。對於呢種咁嘅循環再用回收咧，係有一個錯覺嘅。我諗即係政府應該做一啲宣傳，即係話你唔好當佢真係咁差啦，即係應該同社區可以共融，擺近啲。咁而家去唔方便嘅，即係所以去到海濱花園行過，你如果拎啲舊嘢去咧，你自己攞個車仔拖去先得嘅。咁咧就同埋咧，如果清明重陽假日嗰啲時間咧。封路咧改住你嗰幾日運作會有 problem， 即係我冇意見啊！你自己諗點嘅？我
多謝你啊，亦都多謝黎生。咁我諗其實你都講到啦，其實而家做緊呢一樣嘢 CGS 就係即係踏入去即係、就是、第一步做即係、就是、 社區的環保的概念，其實也有一些很 successful 的 example。 咁其實即係其實 PY 都講咗 ，Frank 都講咗，其實我哋原則上係好支持呢種社區的環保嘅。咁但係喺嗰個細節咧，同埋將來嗰個設計嗰度咧，就可能好似阿 Franklin 咁講，就多啲考慮嗰個 harbour planning principle。因為尤其喺設計上面咧，因為佢哋喺海濱上面，咁亦都可以考慮一個譬如海濱嘅設計嘅主題啊咁樣，咁就希望可以喺即係真正嗰個 implementation 裏面能夠做到相得益彰，對嗰個 harbour fund 亦都有一個 synergy 咯，好嘛？多謝你，Paul。
Yeah, I'd just like to take this opportunity. There's more than 3,000 RCPs and bin sites in Hong Kong. Some of them are close to the harbour front. These bin sites and these RCPs and the TRCPs are outdated, unfit for purpose. They haven't been kept up with the size of the local population, and they certainly do not reflect any of these ideas that are incorporated in this how should an RCP or a recycling site look like. So in addition to doing this initiative, could you please fix up those RCPs? But I'll leave that for, I just want to leave a message here. We're making new sites and make them look good, but we're not dealing with the 3,500 existing ones. We are horrible. So if you can please leave that.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. But I think as you realize, this is not part of this agenda item, but we will put it on the AOB, and the secretary will also consider this, because in a sense, this will not just be for this particular task force. We will further consider that.
Chairman, perhaps I could have a short response. We are following up the recommendations of the SDC in respect of waste charging, and those recommendations are very comprehensive, including with the question of whether we might make use of the RCPs to provide stronger recycling support. Of course, the RCPs, the bin sites, are subject to various physical constraints, but we are looking into it in conjunction with FHD, and we will come up with proposals in near future. And I also wish to highlight that these CGS initiatives, we're not doing any kinds of treatment in the facilities. It's a logistic support function. So we have been explaining this to the community, and we would monitor the operators to ensure that the environment is generally pleasing. Thank you, Chairman.
Okay, thanks a lot, the team, for coming.